Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Ma'aseh Daf Gimel in the Ois V'Hadar edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting the two dots in the fourth line from the top. It says the Gemara Tanya, it says in the Braiso, "Koshetchilos ha'oichel ve'en soif oichel." If you have something that grows, that it starts as food and then it stops being food. It says the Gemara Ma'aseh, which case do we have such a thing that starts as food and it stops being food? Says the one, as we found in the Braiso, Hamikayim Meleo Shel Achroya Lezera, someone who puts a whole field of Achroya is a top of cabbage, and he makes it Lezera, he wants not to use it to eat, but he wants to use it to plant. Botloy Daitoy. So we say that's what not the normal way to do. People don't leave a full field to be planted. So it's obligated in Meiser and considered to be food. But klochim yichidim lo botel daitoy. If he has single stalks, that's normal to keep them aside, to make them zera. So what do you see over here? You see over here something that was food, but then he decided to change it and make it into zera, to make it into something he's going to plant. So now he lost the same food that he had. So the Gemara of Yoinov, who shall lick it, Yerek? We're talking about a case that he took, he collected, the vegetable, which is roi lachilo, and that's what he said, that if he wants to take an entire field, but lo daitui. Avaloili kidyerek, meaning once it became hard, the entire field, there was these vegetables, these cabbages became hard. Kacharechu oimrim eitzim chayovim emaisur, so then you'll say it's chayovim emaisur, even though it's not edible, it's a piece of wood, it's like a tree. Meaning, when we said an entire field cannot become zera, it's only while it's still edible. But if it became hard, then if it could use, be used for zera, you won't say botlo daitoy. V'chol she'en tchilo so'ichel v'soif ho'ichel enu chayev et she'ase ho'ichel. That's the quote from the Mishnah. Something which is not food, but it will become food soon. In other words, it's not edible yet. So only once it becomes food is chayev and ma'aser. It says, well, ma'aslach, what are we talking about? What's the case? Kado, the tanino de basro. It's talking about the next mishnah that we'll see now. Mimatai peres chayovim b'maaser. When are fruits start to be chayav b'maaser? Meaning when they begin to grow, they're not yet food, they're not edible. So when do they become chayav b'maaser? Teini mishef chilu. So the first example of the mishnah we're going to see now is figs once they become ripe. And this leads us to the next Mishnah. Loch Beis the Mishnah. Mimatai peirus chayovim b'maisers. When the fruits become chayav b'maiser. Hatei mishef chilu. Figs when they become ripe. Ve'anovim ve'abirushim grapes and different types of grapes like little bad grapes. Mishehivishu. We'll see in the Gemara when they have a title called be'usho. Ha'oig ve'atutim, different types of berries. Mishehadimu, once they become red. V'chol ha'adumim, all red fruits, mishehadimu, once they get the color red. Harimoinim, mishehemosu. The pomegranates, once you squeeze them, some liquid comes out of them. Meaning once they become soft. Continues the Mishnah Amud Beis, ha'tamarim, mishehatilu se'or. Dates, once they start to expand, to open, like a se'or, like yeast. Ha'farsekim, peaches, mishehatilu gidim, once they have these veins in them. Hay goizim walnut rishiyasu megoiro. When the food separates from the outside shell and it becomes as if it's being stored in the shell. Habidoimer hay goizim ashkedim nuts and walnuts rishiyasu klipo. Once they put it, they create their inner shell. Hacharuvim karub mishayan kidu. Once they have dats. Vecholash choyim mishayan kidu. All black fruits when they have dats. Ve'agosim, ve'akustemolim, ve'aprishim, ve'achazarorim. These are different lists of different types of fruits. Mishehakrichu, once they become bald. So Reb Chaim explains that we talk about fruits that they grow types of hair on them. And once they ripen, so then the hair fall off and you see the white color. So these are these type of fruits. V'chol ha'levonim mishehakrichu, all the white fruits, once they become bald. Hatilton type of vegetable, kedei she'titzvach. That you could replant it and it'll grow a new plant. Hatvua, the grain, ve'azesim, and the olive. Mishechnisu shlish, once they get to a third, says Reb Chaim, the name of the Rishonim, that we talk about here, really this is the list, the entire list of the Mishnah really talks about a third. Just some fruits, we know when the third is, we can give you a specific timeline. Others just tell you a third, but really the rule of thumb is once the fruit becomes a third, then it is possible to be chayav and meiser. Reb Chaim, at the beginning of the Mishnah explains, doesn't mean that right away it's chayav and meiser. You're not chayav and meiser until you do a goyim, until you make a pile out of them. But once they get to a third of the growth, you could make a pile out of them. Before that, it will be too early, and they won't be chayav and meiser, even if you make a pile from them. Says the Gemara, we'll use the girsa of the Vilna Gaon, just explains it better. Mishnah says meyefchilu, ma'u bechilu. What does that mean? Once it became ripened. K'mod etemer, like you see in the pasuk, v'gam nofsham bachlo bi, which means the Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Am Yisrael, they had enough of me. They grew old of me. So that's the lashon. We speak about fruits that they grew enough. Rab Abba b'Yakom Yishua b'Yichon mishiyadimu pihem. Talk about what's that stage when their face becomes red. What are you talking about? Do figs turn red? Something else. Takes one fig, he puts it aside. Within 24 hours, it completely became ripe. So meaning reaching this stage in the Mishnah talks about 24 hours before they get to full bishul. Hanovim v'avoshim mishavishu. So the grapes and the bad grapes, when they get to the stage of vishu, seir b'shavyasu mishikaru b'isho, once they're called b'isho, people call them that name. Ravayivu bar nagri rav tamchum bar yiloi b'shem amnochon bar simoi. They said the name of Amnochon bar simoi. V'hu sh'teich ha'tzona shalem nires v'bachutz. That stage when you can see the pit of the grape from the outside of the grape. Yochanan says, I was riding on top of the shoulders of my grandfather when I was a kid. I heard the voice of Shimon Lozer, Yosef Masti, sitting down and learning, and quoting a braiso, says the word of Dal and Mudalif, Machnisim b'me'ei melafefoin, ve'em machnisim b'me'ei avatiach. You're allowed to pick up the seeds of a cucumber, but not the seeds of a watermelon or a melon. Referring to regarding Shabbos, that on Shabbos you're allowed to pick up the seeds that fell from a cucumber, not the seeds that fell out from a melon. Ma bein mei melafafoyin le mei avatiach. What's the difference between the melafafoyin and avatiach? Omer v'shim bar barsero mei melafafoyin l'achilo mei avatiach l'zrio. The inside of the seeds of the cucumber, people eat them, so you can pick them up to eat them. But the seeds of the melon are meant to be planted. If you say you can pick it up, meaning it looks like if he's taking what's royal is real, so it looks like he's just cleaning up the house on Shabbos. You're not allowed to mechabed the house on Shabbos. Maybe he's coming to straight the land. So if you're taking that out, you're just cleaning up the karka, you're not allowed to do it. And even if he's intending to eat it, you still say, because most people use these seeds to plant, it looks like he's cleaning up the house on Shabbos. But hey, if you're talking about the seeds of cucumbers, you're picking up to eat it, it doesn't look like mechab de sabay. It's not like he's cleaning the house. He's picking up for the intention of eating these seeds. And it's a little hard to understand why is this piece of Gemara brought over here. The Primoisha says we should compare some inyanim of Muktzeh that has to do with Shabbos to things of Meiser later in the Perek. So that's why it's brought down over here. But it's still a tzorech iyun, what is it doing specifically in this place of the Gemara? With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Maestres, Daf Gimel.